The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you consider yourself a good husband by 2020 standards, Raven?
Yeah, I mean, 2020, I feel like the demands are a little bit higher, so some days I'm better than others, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's a new list out that I guess was like an article that came out in 1939, and it says how to tell whether you're a good husband or a good wife. Now, remember, this is 1939.
Oh, things were definitely very different back then, that's for sure.
It's Anna and Raven. Okay.
Here I come home from my day working at the factory. Let's figure out whether or not I'm a good husband.
Mm-hmm. Here are the signs you're a good husband. Raven, I'm going to give you the test.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you nice to her friends?
Yes, I'm definitely nice to all of Alicia's friends. I'm always that. I'm very tolerant, too. Mm-hmm. There's some that I like more than others, that's for sure. But yes, I'm nice to all her friends.
Do you remember?
Look at me.
Look at you, one for one.
Yep.
Do you remember your anniversary?
Of course, I remember the anniversary. If I didn't, I'd be dead.
Okay. You're kind to her even when no one is watching. Even when no one is watching.
Yeah.
This is a 1939 test.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say that I'm kind, but sometimes, you know, I'm a person, so I get a little snippy or snappy. And
you serious?
I mean, I'm not mean for the reason of it, but, you know, we're husband and wife. We bicker, so I'm giving myself a half on that one.
Okay.
All right.
Do you ask for her opinion sometimes?
Yes, I do ask for my wife's opinion.
Sometimes.
I ask for it often. Sometimes the bickering happens after that, but I do ask.
Do you let her drive the car if she needs it?
Nope, absolutely. Women are not allowed to drive. Of course, she has her own vehicle, yes.
And do you read the newspaper out loud to her?
No, nobody has a newspaper anymore. One I don't. Nobody has any newspapers anymore. That one I don't really feel like counts against me. I'm in 3 for 2 so far.
That's pretty good. I think according to this test from 1939 on whether or not you're a good husband, you have passed. You are a good husband by 1939 standards.
Well, that's nice. That's a relief.
Now, let's see if I'm a good wife. By 1939 standards.
Okay, let's go.
You always serve dinner on time. Oh. There's supposed to be a time, like a regular time that we eat dinner?
Right.
What? All right.
Right.
You play an instrument. Nope. Instrument.
You did have that one time where you wanted to learn the recorder a couple years ago.
I wanted to learn the recorder, but then I got it, and then it was harder than I thought.
Right.
And because I'm not in fourth grade anymore, so the answer would be no.
So you think that the best way for you to respond to that, the fact that you didn't do it, is to pick on it and say it's for fourth graders?
Well, okay. I think it's easier to learn instruments when you're in fourth grade.
Okay.
You get dressed up for breakfast.
Yes. Full lipstick and everything.
I'm not even there for breakfast. You're a good housekeeper? Oh, yeah. I'm the best of the best housekeepers out there. I'm really good at that.
I'm going to give you one. Okay. Just because you haven't gotten one yet.
You always put the kids to bed. Last night, Dakota didn't want me to put her down. She wanted Paul instead of me, and it was a little bit hurtful.
But do you typically always put them to bed?
We go back and forth. So maybe. Yeah, I guess.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Do you let them sleep in on the weekends? Are you crazy? Wait, I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You think I'm going to let them sleep in on the weekends when I can sleep till 5:30? Get out of here.
Right.
I don't know. I think what we've learned here is that in 1939, I'm not a great wife, but you're somehow still a good husband. How does that make sense?
Feels like it's sexist.
I think so, too.
God bless America.